This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Happy Friday. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP alongside Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch, how was your day yesterday? I heard you were hitting the links yesterday.
Felt good, man. It was hot. I'll tell you that.
Like, dude, it caught me off guard because I was telling you, I got so hot I quit in the middle of the round, which I've never done before. But I got too hot, got too dehydrated. I look at the thermometer and, you know, the temperature on my phone. I thought it was going to say like 95. Mm-hmm. It was still in the 80s, but yeah, man, it felt humid. Hot.
It was humid because when I first got out there, it was like overcast. So you had no sun like beaming on you, but you were still sweating like hell. At one point, I noticed my whole shirt was just wet.
Yeah.
Then the clouds rolled out and that sun said hello. And the sweat started beaming even more. And I'm like, damn. Right, you want something to drink? Nah, I'm good. You know, you don't want to drink too much alcohol when you're out there on the golf course when it's hot. So, you know, I try to drink some water. Then I finally had me I do my transfusion with my Casamigos now.
Okay.
Put the tequila instead of the vodka. Tastes way better.
All righty.
Reposado.
I like it. I like it. Well, I wouldn't drink it personally, but I like the idea. I was telling you guys.
You should try it out one time, Toby. You might fire that hip and hit that ball straight down the middle.
Maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need a little help because right now it's not going well. That's what I was saying.
Nah. Yeah. Toby don't need no alcohol.
Well, no, hold on. So
Toby
yesterday,
might lose it.
Yesterday I started with a nice par. I felt good about myself. I hit it up in the fairway on the first hole. Uh-huh. I clipped a tree that was along the left side, but it stayed in the fairway, so I was fine with that because you know how the first drive of the day is when you haven't slung a club in a little while. B. Mitch, like, you don't know where the ball's going. So uh-huh. I get up there. All right, I'm in the fairway. I hit a nice, about 110, hit a nice soft pitching wedge, just missed the green to the right, get up there, two putts for par. Felt good, right? Uh-huh. That was about as good as it felt the rest of the day, because
Then you had a Jeff hole.
Then I had a Jeff hole, where 11. I was trying my best not to get double figures, and I went well into the double figures with 11 shots.
Wow.
When I also, B-Mitch, I didn't lose a ball and got an 11.
Damn. That is a Jeff ball.
That's what I'm saying. So there's some work that needs to be done. I might have to hit the range. I'm not generally one of these guys that loves to go hit range balls, but when you have no idea where it's going and you can't figure out if it's going to come off the ground or not, you have no idea how far clubs are going.
That's the problem.
That's probably a time to go hit the range.
Yeah. If your ball, if you're missing it both left and right, you got to go work on it.
I'm not even necessarily missing it left and right. I'm just darn near missing the ball. There's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Hey, man. Go for it, brother. You got it. You got it.
Speaking of missing the ball, the Nationals lost last night 8-1. And I'd have to go back and check. I was listening to Charlie and Dave while watching the game, and they pointed out, so Miles Michaelis was starting for the Cardinals yesterday. 5 2/3, only gave up two hits, didn't give up a run when he was in the ballgame. But basically, they could have played the entire game when he was in there with just the pitcher, the first baseman, and the catcher, and they would have gotten everybody out.
Because they did.
Nobody was hitting to the shortstop. Nobody was hitting to left field or center or right. Everything was to the first baseman or the pitcher.
His miss was going to the first baseman.
Yeah, exactly.
He knew what he was doing. He had him going one direction all day.
It was not a pretty loss last night for the Nationals. And so before you were able to come in yesterday, I was talking about how when their win the other night, there was some excitement, exuberance in the dugout again about them wearing. Remember when they would wear that stupid hat and everything to celebrate home runs?
Yeah.
They hadn't really done that all year, but they did that in the win the other night on Wednesday. Last night, though, we saw the Nationals that we've seen the last couple of years with Davey Martinez.
But they changed to a new skipper, and then they got a win. And I'm sure everyone was saying, see what I mean? And then last night, they go back to exactly what they were.
Well, and this is what made me mad about last night, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the top of the eighth inning, scores 8-0, so the game's over with, basically. We understand that. But so Jacob Young with Dalen Lyles at third. Drew Millis was at first base, so runners on the corners. Jacob Young hits into what is initially called a double play. They review it, so now Jacob Young's safe at first base. So it's the run scores, but there's a runner on first with one out. When it was originally going to be no one on with two outs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, CJ comes to the plate, hits it to third. They get the out at second. CJ doesn't realize there's only one out and stops running and gets thrown out for a double play.
Mm. Well, see now, Gary Clark was on this thing yesterday, said it all comes down to the players eventually anyway. CJ got to know that.
Absolutely.
Like one thing I can remember being a little kid, I always say keep your head in the game. Okay? Playing baseball. How the hell are you in the major leagues and you don't know how many people are out? You know what I'm saying? And one thing we always did as little kids, as soon as we let it go, whether we were out in the field or in the when we were sitting in the dugout, we letting you know how much.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do that. You know, and eventually it comes down to these players. When you're a professional athlete, your manager don't have to tell you every damn thing.
Yeah,
your manager I know people always talking about, well, man, manager or the coach without communicating. You're a professional athlete. You should know as much as a damn coach. They got to get off the ball and start handling things themselves and make sure they grab the bull by the horns. Listen, when I was returning kicks, my coach could tell me what he want all week. On Sunday, I ain't give a damn what he was talking about. Because on Sunday, I have to make the proper decision.
Yeah.
And there are sometimes the coach is telling you something that's going to go on. You're watching film and you're like, that is not going to work. That's not going to happen. Then the game starts and everything the coach said does not work. Everything you have been looking for works. You're going to sit out there and do what the coach told you to do? Or you're going to do what you know works? So, listen, these players got to take ownership. And I know a lot of them are young, but still, you are in this position because you have the wherewithal to be here. You got to start taking some ownership and handling stuff yourself. Can't leave it all up to just a skipper now.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we blame Davey for a lot of stuff. And I think, look, you look at the managerial stuff and the bullpen and lineup and stuff. And look, he deserves a lot of the blame. But at the same point, I've heard from working with you this week and from time to time from other people as well that have played on really good teams, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. It's player-led when you're at your best. And I don't know that the veteran leadership or any of the leadership in the clubhouse outside of the manager, the players specifically, were doing their job. You got to hold guys accountable.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that everybody's on their P's and Q's. Everybody's doing what they need to do. And I think that's something that was missing from the Nats this year as well. And I think you saw it again last night.
Mm. Got to get it going, bro. Got to get it going.
Yeah, and we'll see if anything changes as time goes on. I didn't expect there to be, you know, sweeping changes with Miguel Cairo taking over for Davey Martinez, but we'll see how that goes. They got a 3-game series to wrap up the first half of the season before the All-Star break tonight. They're taking on the Brewers in Milwaukee for three starting tonight. Also tonight, Wizards Summer League action gets underway. I'm interested to watch this Wizards Summer League, B-Mitch, because what's so funny about how the Wizards have been doing this the last couple of years, their Summer League roster is darn near just what you're going to watch in the regular season.
Yeah, but they got so many young guys, but that's how you do it. Just like, hell, Bronny was playing last night against Cuba up Flag. I think you do that again because it gives them more experience. It gives them more opportunities because they're going to be playing against some of these guys again throughout the league. And they are going to have to do, and hell, you look at, I would just say every young guy on the Wizards with talent, look at Oklahoma City. Chet Holmgren got 5 years, 250. Jalen Williams got 5 years, 287. And Shai Gilgeous got 4 years, 280-something. Look at that. Go out there. All your time should be spent becoming a better basketball player. So when you get that opportunity to go out there and do your thing, there you go, Coach. You go out there and do your thing, go handle business, and you may get one of those contracts one day. That's a bear on this golf course. It was a live golf tournament going on, and a bear is running through.
Yeah, maybe that was my problem yesterday.
It was a black bear.
I was hoping there was a bear somewhere I could blame something on.
But you see the people, that they were just standing, like, looking. Dude, I can just tell you, that was nowhere close to where I grew up, because everybody would have been running full speed the other direction.
Have you seen the video? I think someone was playing, I don't know what country, but it was somewhere in Africa, I believe. And there was like a cobra and a mongoose just fighting right next to the tee box.
And the people sat there and watched?
They're just sitting in the cart on the other side watching.
Nah.
I don't think I'd be anywhere near that.
Suppose that cobra say, I'm tired of dealing with this mongoose. I'm going to go over here and get these people. They can't beat me.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could deal with that.
Nah.
But, yeah, I'm excited to see. So some of the guys that are on the Wizards Summer League roster, A.J. Johnson, a first-round pick from last year. They got in the Kuzma trade. Bob Carrington, Trey Johnson, their first-round pick. Keyshawn George, one of their first-round picks from last year. Alex Saar, their second first-round pick this year. Will Riley, Liam Robbins, Dylan Jones, some other names that maybe you're not as familiar with. Kidari Richmond. Remember, Kidari Richmond was at St. John's with Rick Pitino this past season. So I'm excited to see how they do. They're going to start.
Jeff Guy was being talked about on the golf course yesterday. Mr. Whitmore.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Excited to see how he does. He's not going to be on the summer league, but excited to see how he does this season. So they get underway tonight against the Phoenix Suns, and they'll get to face off against a guy that we talked a decent bit about going into the draft in Kaman Malawach, the big out of Duke.
Yeah.
Be interested to see how the Wizards do. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm interested to see how the Wizards do this season. Like we were talking about, you don't necessarily want to do too well because you don't want to miss out on that pick, but it's funny because from the outside, I think immediately people just look at the Wizards and be like, they've been bad for so long. But I can actually get on board with what they're doing now.
Yeah, what they're doing, you can get on board. But I still believe that it has been a long time.
It has been.
And I think they were not rebuilding when it was bad. Then they come in. They've been rebuilding now in the last 2-3 years. But it seems like it's been 6-7. all right? I would love to see some level of success going on, because I think then you could truly, the people that spending their money for season tickets and all that, they can buy in when they see that success. But I know we both said they got to do what they need to do to make sure they get that the final pick.
Yeah.
Because that's a great piece of the puzzle, but still, you got to give me something to go on.
Yeah, 100%.
To buy it completely.
Yeah, and I think hopefully they're going to get there soon, but my thing is the worst thing that can happen to an organization, and this is something that I need the Nationals to get out of this rut, I need the Wizards to get out of this rut, is you look around pro sports and there are some teams that have talent on their team, there's no question about it, but they're perpetually stuck in this rhythm where they don't play winning whatever sport it is. So my example in the NBA is the Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo Ball is incredibly talented. They have talented players that come through there and wear their jersey. They don't play winning basketball. They don't win.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is they don't have a winning culture. They don't know how to win.
Yeah.
You need guys to come in and learn how to win. And so for the Wizards, I'm totally fine with last year where you're playing all the young guys and they're kind of learning the rigors over an 82-game season. You're kind of doing the same sort of thing this year. But I'm thinking as early as next season, you need to start putting some pieces in place to start winning basketball games so they don't get stuck in this rut of playing meaningless basketball.
Because, hey, you could get into, we get on the course, golf course, you get into a rhythm. It could be a good one, or it could be a bad one. They seem to be in a bad rhythm.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't want it, but it's just what goes on. If you always do the same thing, okay, they start winning. I remember the game I went to when they did the game it was over there. Bob Carrington was cooking.
Yeah, forget it. They were playing the Magic.
They
were playing the Magic. Yeah.
Bob was cooking. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Bob was sitting down. I know he didn't take himself out the game. So it's just like, you know, you can get into a mindset as a player like, damn, we were going to win this game. And he benched me.
Yeah.
You know, you be a little confused. But, hey, eventually you got to – everything has to be going towards – finishing up and getting a W.
Yeah, and I think that's something that sometimes gets discounted in sports because, especially in the modern world where everything is trying to be quantified by numbers and percentages and all these things, you can't quantify whether a team knows how to win or not, because you look at Kansas City, you look at Washington last year on mm-hmm. the football field, and they'll say, well, it was luck. It was not luck.
No.
It wasn't luck.
I think the only numbers that truly, truly matter in the long run, listen, I understand analytics. I understand everything out there. Analytics has come with a great people that didn't have no part of the game. Now it's trying to be like they are the end result of all the damn games out mm-hmm. there. But you know what matters? The amount of numbers you have under the W column compared to the amount of numbers you have under the L column. You can have all the great analytics in the world. If you keep getting a lot of L's, guess who's going to get fired? The analytics people too.
Yeah.
Better start winning some damn games, point blank.
Yeah, and I think you got to learn how to win games in the clutch. You got to learn how to do all those things, because even Oklahoma City at times in this postseason, obviously they end up winning the NBA Finals, but even they had to learn, because they didn't play a lot of close games during the regular season. They had to learn coming down the stretch of close games how to finish things out. I can't remember. I think it might have been Duke in the NCAA tournament that you had the same sort of thing where they blew everyone out when they won.
Yep.
But when you got into a close ball game, they were still kind of learning how to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's something that comes with time, and that's something that comes with, you know, playing and those repetitions. But I don't want the Wizards to get stuck in this just vicious cycle of having a lot of talent on the ball club but not knowing how to get it over the finish line and ultimately win ball games, because that's all that matters.
Yep. When I was sitting there talking to those kids yesterday, theme word was competition. And I was telling them, you compete against other people. But your ultimate competition is against you. Are you going to be in a basketball game? Just like you stated, like they were blowing everybody out. Then they got in a tough situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't know, could they get it done or not. Sometimes after a game, an easy game, you know what I've done? And I've heard what Dennis Rodman would do and a lot of other people. Go to the damn gym and work out. To just make yourself go a little farther to see. And in training camp, back then, you knew when you got ready for a football game. When the season came, you knew if you can go. I don't know if many people know it these days because of the way it is, where it's a little easier. Let's be real. You know, it's not as strenuous as physical as it used to be. But you have to, after you get done with it, you have to find a way to get yourself to where you need to be. Everybody can't do the same thing. I was told by Dan Riley that they developed the workout routine for the person that was in the least amount of shape. Well, if you came in there and you're in great shape, you wouldn't be tired after practice. You got to find a way to push yourself to that limit to know where you can go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that it comes down to this team. When they get out there and they start balling, you need to know who can go. And I think these coaches, I know what you want to do, but you got to let these guys go sometimes to find out what you truly have. If you keep pulling the reins on everybody, you don't know what the hell you have on your team.
100%. So it'll be interesting to see how the Wizards Summer League looks tonight. The Nationals begin a 3-game series in Milwaukee to wrap up their first half of the season as well. Got plenty to get into. We'll get into the NFL coming up next. Coming up at 11, we'll get back into the conversation we finished the show with yesterday. Which NFL player would you take at their athletic peak to play 11-on-11 if they were playing all 11 positions? Also, Britt Giroli going to join us coming up at noon. Get her thoughts on the Mike Rizzo move and maybe looking ahead to the NFL draft or MLB draft. And, of course, at 1 o'clock on a Friday, it's Ask B. Mitch Anything. So plenty more to come. We're going to get into the secondary of the Washington Commanders. Where do Pro Football Focus have them ranked going into the 2025 season? We'll give that to you and more coming up next. John B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.